Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is Gamercast episode 8. The cool episode where we have nothing to talk about.
The great episode. Yeah, we had some ideas of what we could talk about today, because I must admit we have had some real problems with any subjects, because everything's a bit dead, seeing that it's January, as usual, dead of every year. A few people wanted us to have some explosions, some destroying. Someone wanted us to destroy a PS2. Now, I'm the only one who owns a PS2, and I'm not blowing up the silver one, because I won't really break that well. We need a classic brick.
It was Founder who taught us he wants us to destroy a PS2 in the most vicious and painful way possible. Because none of us have big PS2s, it's not really going to be an option. Because the small ones don't break very well. We need the big ones.
Yeah, the big ones, you've got that nice big space where you could put a PC hard drive and copy games on. So, you know, it's plenty of space.
It will break good because...
And it always makes that really annoying squeaky sound if you squidge them too hard. Like, yeah. You're going to put your thumb straight through them. I was always paranoid when I got mine on release date that I was going to break it. It's like...
cheap.
It's like it's made out of glass.
Cheap, man.
Actually, what they want to do, they want to make a limited edition console for each one made out of, like, glass or Perspex. Or
and then you'll see all the dust gathering in the bottom.
Yeah. You have them lined up. A PS2. Even if they're not real. Even if you've got all the parts in, but they don't work. Either a glass or a plastic PS2, GameCube, and the original Xbox. Because you'd have to have no parts in the original Xbox and take that stupid...
plastic thing out.
No, the metal thing that you see in the crystal where it looks absolutely stupid.
So that's what I mean, yeah.
Ooh,
the metal thing.
Something to add in. I have seen on eBay...
Fleabay.
I was showing Paul a while ago that someone was selling a custom Xbox 360 for over £1,000. And it was spray-painted red and had a hole cut in both sides with Perspex put in so you could see all the inside with red LEDs. Great way to...
Fraud your warranty.
Yeah. Fraud, I know, probably was one of those that was faulty, like mine. By the way, mine is still working. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And you've got 2.
Touch wood. Yeah, I've got 2 now. One of them lasts about 5 minutes of gameplay, and the other one works all the time. It's crazy. But yeah, we need to destroy one. It would be quite cool if we could get like a cheap camera and chuck it off a large building so we could record it as it falls all the way down until it smashes. A bit like when they fire those missiles with a black and white camera on the nose cone where they shoot Arabs with them. Up goes the bunker. Great.
Okay, well, news-wise, there isn't really anything other than the uber announcement of the external HD DVD drive for the Xbox 360, which Microsoft announced at the CES on Thursday or Wednesday, whatever day it was.
It's going to be immense. It's really going to take the high definition to a new level, because fair enough, a few people were disappointed when they announced before the release of the 360 that it would not play DVDs in HD. But fair enough, they haven't even released in this country. They haven't even released.
They're not out anywhere.
Yeah, so you know, it's not like you needed them now. So at least it means that in the future,
we've got an upgrade option there.
Yeah, I must admit. Personally, myself, I probably wouldn't buy one because my DVD collection is so large. There's no point for just one or two DVDs. I imagine it'll be something that I'm either buy for my 360 probably in a couple of years' time, because the rate I buy DVDs, I imagine quite a lot of mine will be HD once they come out. But it's a nice thing, the fact that they're actually announcing that they will be doing add-ons and stuff.
Yep.
Cool. Another one is the...
Final Fantasy XI again.
Yeah, Final Fantasy XI beta test.
Again.
The demo will be on the official Xbox 360 magazine, which has been put back, obviously, because you know more people are going to buy it because of this demo, because previous magazine, there wasn't really much in it, really, and most of the stuff you could get off... Marketplace. So... this one's going to be a good one.
You've got the full game there. Sure, it's pre-released, but you can play it for free, so who cares?
Yeah, beta testing. It's going
to
be great.
Well, nearly for free. You'll have to buy the crappy magazine as well.
Yeah, you got to buy the magazine. You've got to make sure you're paying Xbox Live subscription. So apart from that, it's going to rock. Another rumour.
Not rumour. This is fact. This is GamerCast fact, man.
It's GamerCast fact.
A.K.A. it's everyone else's room.
It's up there with the fact that if Hitler was alive and we recreated him, he would own a 360. Where the guy in the white suit, what's he called?
Hermann Göring.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to own Hello Kitty on the GameCube.
No, right? Wait, he's a PS2 man.
A PS2 man.
Ken Kutaragi and him would get on, like, you know, man.
Yeah, I suppose,
they get on brilliantly. They're both fascist dictators.
What would Churchill have?
Churchill would have a bloody Atari 2600.
Or an Xbox One, because it's just firm. He could have it underneath his arm while he had
He could have cigar. It holding up all his booze.
Yeah.
The drunk bastard.
Anyway, to the fact of rumour control. Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess. Revolution rumours.
Well, I mean, first, there's been rumours of it going to the Revolution for ages now.
Yeah.
But there's been a bit of well, more different rumours now. There's rumours of Revolution exclusive content.
Yes.
Like support for the magic wavy thing.
Yeah, the magic controller, the magic wand. So, you know, that's going to be cool. Because fair enough, they have said, which is official, is that the putback wasn't because it's not finished, but because...
They're adding extra stuff.
They're adding extra stuff. So it's more levels, and this might have something to do with it. That there's more levels and the extra content for people when you actually get your Revolution that you can replay this game, and there are going to be parts that are only for the Revolution, which is quite cool.
Hmm.
But...
Some news on the GamerCast front. We're looking for a slightly different recording mechanism because, as you can probably tell, the quality of this is shite. So if you've got recommendations of decent quality audio hardware that's cheap, or better yet, for free, then let us know. Any stuff like that can be sent to feedback@GamerCast.net because I've had a couple of emails and messages about the quality being shite.
Yeah, it's gone downhill a slight bit. We've had to go to
Adobe Audition.
Adobe Audition. We were running off Sony, but unfortunately with the length that we record at...
SoundForge was just crumbling. It just...
Sound-wise, it was okay, but we were crashing. Some of the previous episodes that you've downloaded were actually take twos or take threes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which was getting annoying because you start forgetting stuff that you said before.
And it was really like, cool stuff.
Yeah, we had loads of stuff we had said and we end up having to say them in the next GamerCast.
But what's even worse is not knowing if you've already said it in the episode you just recorded because you're getting confused with the one that just got wiped.
So you're kind of under an iron of like, should we say something? And stuff that was said off the heels of our toes sort of thing, and it was really good and we just forget about saying it again.
Yeah, so that's one thing. So that's the news and GamerCast news out of the way. So we've really only got a couple of features up now because it's so quiet. We've got, well, me bashing Sony. the games we want, which don't really exist at all in the future of gaming itself.
Yeah. As well as one of the other reasons why it is so quiet today was we had a really good special feature for you. We had a special guest today. Who has decided that...
To play fucking Cameo.
Yes. We've just spoken to someone because we're having a Halo match later after this episode. And loads of us were getting together for this Halo match. And we had Rudis whinging on MSN going, where are you guys? I want to play Halo. We're like, we're trying to record and we're waiting for Damien to turn up. And he goes, Damien's only 360 playing Cameo. I can see him on there now. So...
Thanks a lot.
We're missing our special guest, who was going to release some news on the fact that now we are listenable by iTunes.
iTunes, of course, does suck, and you should immediately drop all support for it and use another application.
Even though I use it, but I actually know I don't
you
use
don't
it.
Don't fucking
I
use
don't,
it.
No, I admit it, I don't use iTunes because I've lost my iTunes. It's in the loft somewhere with all my uni stuff. And I can't find it, so, and I don't like downloading off the internet because I prefer the one that came with my iPod. But, we're on iTunes now, which is quite cool. We're getting more listeners. Hi, everybody on iTunes. And hi to that one person who's on a Macintosh who checked our subscription. And there's only one person with a Macintosh that's listened to us.
See, it's all Windows, man. It's all Microsoft, you know?
Yeah.
You Apple fans, you're using Windows.
I actually was freaked out when I went into PC World and went into the... I didn't realize I'd walked into the Mac section. And I'm looking at all this and like, ooh, Microsoft's changed all the window boxes. And I'm like, why are these all freaky, weird grey colours with yellow? And then I realise I walked into the Mac section and it was all Windows stuff for Mac. I freaked out. I'd never seen it apart from pictures on the internet. Crazy shit.
Yeah. So if I do the Sony bashing and get that out of the way.
Go for the Sony bashing.
There were a lot of rumours about Sony doing more PS3 stuff at the Consumer Electronics Show this year. Which, if they listened to me, I would have said, no chance. Just like all the people who think it's coming out in spring. It is not coming out in spring. Use some fucking common sense, people. Sony are way delayed. They said it was spring to try and put you off buying the 360. It's probably going to be the end of the year at the earliest.
Mm.
And that's for Japan. But yeah, I mean, it's autumn now for Japan.
It's a good ploy, though, because you have to remember these next-gen consoles from every generation of consoles that come out is an stop doing chicken head movements. It's
hey man, expensive. Stop laughing on the gamer couch. We're trying to record.
It's expensive. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to put out there for a console, unless you're loaded. So, you know, people are kind of like umming and ahhing between PS3, Xbox 360. You only have to give a sniff of a whiff that it's coming out in spring, and some people are like,
oh, I'll just wait a few months.
Yeah, you know, it's not that long. I'll wait. Fair enough, there's people that want 360 who can't wait and end up buying a picture off eBay. Yeah. So I can't have a picture of someone else's 360 overall.
But yeah, I mean, why wait for the PS3? Seriously, what's the PS3 got that the 360 hasn't?
Yeah.
Nothing. The 360 is more powerful, more games, better exclusives, decent controllers.
Yeah,
it's not the size of it's not the size of a house.
It doesn't look like you could probably roll it down the stairs with a great of ease.
It's got a flat top, so you can actually put things on top of it. You know, if I've got it dead down and I just want to put a packet of crisps on top of it, I can do that. On the PS3, it would just fall off. What else? Online service.
Yeah, the online service.
Pwned. That's pwnage, man.
As well as, it's kind of like I was just saying to Paul before we started recording, that it's kind of like Xbox 360 is hit into pole position, and now we're waiting for Nintendo and Sony to get out. Now, fair enough, both of these are going to be coming straight from Japan.
The Nintendo one will be interesting because it's got something different and something that the other consoles don't have at the moment.
As far as I'm concerned, it's got that same uniqueness that the DS had when that came out.
I mean, the PS3 and Xbox 360 are similar. Is that the PS3 is like a copy of the 360 that just isn't as good.
Mm.
You know, it fails in so many departments, but the Revolution has got interesting stuff, which is actually fun.
Yeah, it, to the sense that if you're a Nintendo fan, you're going to buy it. If you're a PS...
If you're a gaming fan, you're going to buy it.
Yeah, if you're a PS...
fanboy, you're going to go, oh, it looks dirty, you can't go to Randy, he's my mum, who ended that?
I imagine there's going to be a lot of people.
Fanboys.
I think it's going to go the same way as the GameCube, but better. With the fact that even if you're not a Nintendo fan, you're not going to be completely just going for the Nintendo. If you own a PS3 or you own a 360,
it's going to be a secondary console.
Yeah, you're going to have this as your second one. You're going to have this there to have fun with games with magic wands.
I mean, normal people are going to have the 360 as the main console. The Nintendo console is like a party console.
Yeah.
And then the fanboys are going to have the PlayStation and going to play FIFA 2002 and all the crappy shit games on that.
Do you know something? I know Sony, if you're listening, stick your fingers in your ears now because you don't need to know this.
Ken Kutaragi, if you're listening, fuck off.
I know how Sony can increase their profits. Well, they got, you know, they're having them all in different colours. They need to have them in Burberry.
No, what they need
chav colour.
What it they need to do is they need chav. Neon lights and all the whole work, man.
Buy neon lights, you know, like the 360's got the faceplates. You need to have neon lights you can clip on with little alloys for the 360. For the PS3. Oh, God, the chads would go nuts. They'd be loving it. Yeah. They'd lap it up. Sorry, I've completely lost it now.
That's cool, man.
But it's going to be interesting. All right, next one.
Hang on. One thing I want to do first.
Oh, go on. Carry on.
We found... I'm doing the little quirky sign at the moment. We found a really cool website called ps3fanboy.net. And it's like this worshipping site where they worship Crazy Ken. And it's just, you know, gee, these people are insane, man. Okay, you can go on to the next thing.
Cool. Is that the one where the picture of the 360 got smashed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. right. Anyway. Games we want. While we were trying... We have...
While we were waiting for Damien to turn up, we were messing around with some stuff.
We're going to have an insider in GamerCast. Unless there's anything really major coming out that we get crazy about and like start messaging each other about, or we know that we're going to do, normally before each episode we will sit down and we just brainstorm what we're going to do for the episode and go through everything. And we very easily get sidetracked. Sometimes we end up playing video games in between, and it takes about an hour to actually set up the whole episode. Two hours for this one. This time we ended up looking at a NASA program that Paul's got, looking at the rest of the world and going in, zooming out of the planet, rotating the planet, and then zooming in down onto, what did we zoom in on first? It was the...
We zoomed in onto Yovel. Then we went to New York
with the
uber high-res 1 meter satellite images they've got for that. Then we went over to Niagara Falls,
which was cool, and went all three-dimensional and rotated the cameras. So, you know, that aside, we start coming up with the idea of games that we do want that do not exist. I was saying it would be really cool if we had a sim for NASA. Now, I've just come up with another idea. You need two. You need a sim for NASA, kind of like Microsoft Flight Simulator, but NASA. Except
Microsoft Space Shuttle Simulator.
Yeah, with a bit of kind of like trying to launch a rocket, trying to launch the shuttle, trying to land the shuttle, the landing pod thing that they get on the moon, stuff like that, and maybe a little bit of uber futuristic, like out of the Jane's Manual with the super shuttle that they're designing at the moment, which they're taking too long with. Something a bit like that, and then another one.
Well, Russia already has one anyway. Russia's developing one with ESA.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Another one which.
Because ESA is really kicking ass, like space wise at the moment.
Yeah.
They just launched their actual public civilian global positioning network now, because at the moment the two systems in the world are GPS, which is the American military one.
Yes, I heard about this.
And GLONASS,
which
is the Soviet/Russian one.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
And
like
the trouble is, they're both military systems, so the military can cut off civilian use anytime they want.
Yeah.
So that's why the European Union's spending $4 billion or $40 billion, something like that, on developing our own satellite network, which is civilian controlled.
That's a good idea, because GPS does
and, it's going to have, in some places, resolution down to a centimetre.
Well, that's going to be good.
Because the GPS one only has resolution down to, I think it's 15 metres.
Mm.
So it can get confused of where you exactly are.
Yeah. But
some places, it's generally going to have 1 metre resolution. And for places like, you know, busy city, it will have 1 centimetre resolution.
Yeah.
1 centimetre, cool. Man.
The other idea I had would be... kind of like, not Sims, but that sort of thing where you're controlling people of whole of NASA. That'd be quite cool.
EA Games presents The Sims, NASA edition.
And you have to put all your little Sims through all the rigorous training of putting them in that thing that spins around at several Gs until they puke up. And then making them stand in those stupid pajamas running on the jogging machines with all the beeping machines attached to their hearts and the breathing apparatus that they completely seal off their breathing ability and they lower down the oxygen level to see how fit they are.
I mean, that'd be something they could do as well.
Because it'd be a bit like when you get them into outer space, it'd be a bit like that TV show Space Cadets where they sent five people into space but they weren't really in space. They were in a flight simulator.
Yeah.
They didn't know it.
I mean, you could do a management sim, say, you know, managing the Soviet Sputnik program and... Mm. You know, actually semi-designing or semi-getting your designers to actually build all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can have the American version where they just nick all the German scientists and get them to do it for them. So, you know, you can either do it properly by building your own stuff or you can invade another country and nick all their stuff.
That'd be quite cool.
Oh, gee, let's take a V2 rocket and strap some guy on the front of it.
That's they need... The Rocketeer! I love that film.
I've not seen it.
The Rocketeer rocks. They need to make a video game for that. Actually, there might be. If someone knows if there's a game for the Rocketeer, like on the Mega Drive or the Super Nintendo, let me know. Because I know that I always make a mistake by saying a game doesn't exist and then someone corrects me. I apologize to Catherine about the whole Ember's Fire. I honestly didn't...
We didn't have a clue.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was on there. I only knew that it was on Game Boy because it seemed to work, but...
Whatever.
Yeah, we know that Nintendo, it rocks. Can't wait for Revolution.
Don't do that.
Any games that you think...
Cool games.
Something that doesn't exist, which is needed.
I mean, there are a lot of games that need improvement. Especially naval simulators. They need work on that. Because, yeah, there's Silent Hunter 3, which kicks butt. And we need a surface ship simulator.
Yeah.
And we need a decent, good-looking, modern one as well.
We need something like exactly like Silent Hunter, kind of Red October sort of thing. Actually, no, that's what we need.
Speaking of Red October, that's one thing that really pisses me off. People who think it's a true story. It's not a true story. It's Tom Clancy's bullshit.
It's Tom Clancy. Come on.
You know, it was actually based... this is GamerCast. This is about games, not... it was actually based on...
can say it's about games, because I know Red October was on the Mega Drive.
Really?
I'm sure Red October was on the Mega Drive. I'm sure of it.
But yeah, I mean, it was based on... Basically, one of the captains of one of the vessels. He was a right, proper Marxist, and he was going to overthrow the Soviet government. That's why the ship was all... It was actually a surface ship.
Right.
And he was going to... But his radio broadcaster never broadcast a signal out. And he was going to get Leningrad up in arms.
I do like the film there, with Sean Connery. It does rock. Burt Mancuso in his boat.
But it's so stereotypical, it's really silly.
True. I just got brought up with them with my mum, because my mum made me watch Tom Clancy films, because she reads the books. So does my dad.
Tom Clancy sucks.
Although, speaking of Tom Clancy... Not sucking.
Ghost Recon. Woo! Dude, you majorly clipped that.
Hang on. Let's see if I can make the recorder go completely green. I apologise in advance.
We're just...
Woo! See, it all went green then.
Yeah, quit it. We're going to have to cut so much stuff now.
It's all going
to
be done with Uffy and Ugers.
Yeah, so Tom Clancy.
That is looking nice. I was watching the trailer video that they've got for download off the 360. And a lot of it, they were showing people that actually work at Red Storm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Red Storm. And they have got so many £1,000 worth of military equipment there. And it shows this guy, and he's like, if you've seen the trailer, you'll notice that they've all got the new armor on for the soldiers.
The Master Chief Spartan armor.
Yeah, and there's a guy there, and he's got like a clip buckle. And he's measuring it with a ruler and then drawing it all out so that they can make sure that everything is scaled perfectly compared to body armor that's out today. Because they're using it off actual military ideas and designs that the US military are planning in ahead and in advance, kind of like those magical dreams that they wish their military could be like, that they're working towards. And they've handed some of the
ideas. RoboCop. Yeah. Ed 209, that's what military needs to be like. Oh man, we need an Ed 209 game.
Yeah, Ed 209, sim game. You just get into... That's something I always wanted. Because Ed 209, when I was a kid, scared the shit out of me. Mind my French, but it really scared the hell out of me. And it was like the Daleks. The only reason I felt happy when I went to bed was I knew it couldn't get up the stairs. Unlike the Daleks today, which can fly.
Yeah.
But, I was always... I had the toy when I was a bit older, and I was like...
This thing's really cool.
Why does it have to be a robot? The area where the computer bit is so big, you could so have... Because it was kind of like this weird dome thing, where it was like big eye, you know, where it was all kind of that little like fiberglass. That could so be a cockpit and open up and you could actually get inside it.
Exactly, it needs to be a mech game.
Yeah, Ed 209 mech. We need a mech game where it's Ed 209 bot. That rock.
You could mod mech warrior so easily to do that.
Ed 209's a mech warrior. Ah, so cool.
It is. We need that.
Brought to you by GamerCast.
The brilliant idea of Ed 209 as a mech.
Coming to you soon by...
We don't know.
Brought to you by Geek. To you near soon, something or other. Sorry, I'm on medication at the moment because I've got an infected wisdom tooth and I can't open my jaw any wider than my thumb. Really annoying. Right, what else we had? Oh yeah, the future of gaming. Now this is
a really big topic and we're going to like skim over it so quickly.
Yeah. The reason why I'm bringing this up is if you think back, you know, if you're too young, then I apologize, but if you're Nintendo age...
If you're of our generation.
Yeah.
75, 76 or something.
Yeah, 250. In my elven years. I'm going to forget what I'm going to talk about. Steady, hang on, think, use the brain power. get the old grey matter going. Yeah. When it started off, fair enough, you had all the Atari Spectrum, Commodore, you know, they were doing games, but they were kind of like...
Computers.
They were computers. They were doing it from the PC side of the fence. And then you had Nintendo and Sega doing it from the console side of the fence. But it was literally, by the end of it, Mega Drive and Super Nintendo time. That's pretty much all you had, apart from when the Jaguar came in and out, and you had the Neo Geo. Did Philips come out with something once?
Philips released something. Apple released... Apple were planning to release something. Yeah. I don't think it was ever
released. Everybody was dipping their toe in, but it was major players. It was Sony... Not Sony, Sega.
Whoa!
Sega and Nintendo. And then...
The console war.
Yeah.
The real console war, not this phony war.
It was the console war of
the fucking
what
Nintendo
people
bastards.
Actually liked. It had nothing to do with the, you know, they were quite happy bringing out both their stuff, and it was barely a war between the consoles. It was a war between the people that own the consoles. And now
fanboys.
Yeah, it was all fanboys.
I mean, and the thing is, back then we were really fanboys because we were only like, you know, 8.
Yeah, but now it's the companies are really ripping the crap out of each other, and it's like with Sony, who's been around for a while, but not in the gaming sense, stepped in with their PlayStation, then, unfortunately, I bow down to him, Sega stepping out after Dreamcast.
Well, let's just touch on why Sony got into the market.
Right.
Sony were contracted to develop a CD-based drive for a Nintendo.
Yes, forgot about that, yeah.
So, thanks a lot, Nintendo. So, Nintendo, in the end, changed their mind, and they wanted to
stick
to cartridges.
Nintendo tried to move away from cartridges and open Pandora's box, and we haven't been able to close it since. So, yeah. But the point I'm getting to is the Sony have stepped in, Sega stepped out, Microsoft stepped in.
Microsoft step in really is the Dreamcast. It's fallen to the Dreamcast because it had so many similar ideas. Online gaming.
Yeah.
And the games, you know, you can just see the evolution.
Mm. So...
Trigger buttons.
Jump light speed to today, we've got
Microsoft in the lead
with 360, and you've got Revolution and PS3 coming out, and it's interesting to think, you know, who's next going to step out, and is any other electrical company or any new companies going to step in? Are there any other companies out there that are looking like they might want to try and take on in the ring, or is it going to end up fighting all the way down to we're always going to have now Nintendo, Sony, and then Microsoft? Well, will it eventually end up being down to the point that if you want to have a games console, you either go Sony or Microsoft? You know, it's going to be interesting what's going to happen. I can't see Nintendo.
I think
dying.
You're always going to have, every few years, you're going to have a company try it.
Yeah.
There was the, what was it called? The Phantom console, which had no retail sales at all, and you actually downloaded all the games.
Yeah.
So I think things like that will work quite well. But the thing is, I would rather have a single platform than lots of platforms. And Microsoft, to me, is the company that can really develop a platform well without sticking their noses in hardware-wise like Apple do. Or being really dumb about it and putting so much DRM on everything that nothing works like Sony.
Yeah, fair enough. I can see an advantage to there just being one platform, because one... We're not going
to rule them all.
They're not going to force out a new platform until they're ready and the technology is more advanced, instead of just trying to beat on sales. And also the fact that the developers will only have to make for one console, so it's going to make their lives easier for coding, of having to try and jump from one set of stats for a console to another. But I don't know, I'm, as much as people keep saying, oh, Nintendo are going to... We're
going
to come out
Nintendo
with
Nintendo aren't going anywhere.
No. I can't see them. They fake.
If anyone's losing, it's Sony.
Yeah, I think...
PSP belly flopped. PlayStation 2 is finished. It's been finished for the last 4 years. And PlayStation 3 is delayed and delayed and delayed.
Yeah.
And it's just looking crap.
I can see it this time. It would be ending with not from the... Who's buying what. It's all going to be down by who's spending too much money. It's all going to be business side that's going to flop something. It's not going to be the gamer's choice this time. I think it's all going to be down to a bad business choice.
And Sony, business-wise, are in a right mess.
Yeah, exactly.
They're losing money left, right, and centre. They had to sack 10,000 workers. Microsoft are desperately trying to suck in every talented person they can get at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're moaning they can't get enough, you know, talented people. So Microsoft are sucking people in. Sony are spitting people out. And Ken Kutaragi is like Herman Göring.
So, you know, it's interesting how it's all going, because fair enough, like we said last episode, you know, this is the beginning of a new year. We're starting the new generation of consoles. You know, fair enough, we've only got one out. It's a bit like when the PlayStation 2 came out. It was a glimpse of what the future is, but obviously you don't have everybody's out yet, so it's hard to see. And it was like everyone was going, ooh, PS2, and then the Xbox came out, and then
Wow, PS2 sucks.
You know, all three were out, and it's like, you know, now it's interesting. So, fair enough. As much as I love the 360, I am absolutely loving what the game industry is going to be like next couple of years. Mm. It's going to be interesting to see...
Gears of War.
Gears
Halo
of
War. 3. Forza Motorsport 2.
Need I say more?
Zelda.
Yeah, you know, seeing the revolution out. Actually, I would like to be able to jump forward to the day of the release of the PS3 and see what's out on the Xbox 360.
Oh my god, man.
To see what it's like by then. Because, come on, you have to say to yourself, look at Halo as a standing point. Then look at Halo 2 as a jumping point. Now, if you look at what games are out now, imagine what games are going to be like then.
Oh my god. It's going to be good, man.
It's getting exciting. You can actually...
And then the PS3... trickles out of the factory with about 2 games, Ridge Racer 6, and maybe, well, that's it, Ridge Racer 6, and the Xbox has got 100 games.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to go.
We need to destroy a PS2. Right now, we need to do it.
Future, if GamerCat, if you, we are doing this for the listeners. If you keep listening, we'll keep doing this. And if you keep listening long enough till the PS3 is out, we're going to have to enter as many free competitions as we can to try and win a PS3 and put it through its paces.
Yeah, we need a PS3 to test.
It's going to be on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, testing. And at the end of its life...
We've got the Coke test, so we can tip Coke all over it.
I want to see if we can put toast in the drive. Yeah! Like that advert with the biscuits. You seen that with the freebie where the woman's trying to put biscuits? How stupid can you be? Biscuits don't go in machines. Only kids.
Biscuits go in your mouth.
Only kids try and put gel digestives in your DVD player of your dad. Yeah, so that was our future gaming spot. You know, we're getting excited by just thinking about it, because people at the moment, I'm looking at people coming in to work, I've seen people on the net talking about it, and they're getting excited about the next generation. They're on about now.
This generation.
They're on about it being exciting now. I'm getting excited of where it's going. Even next year. Next Christmas, for Christ's sake. Because Christmas is always the big release. And it's going to be interesting next Christmas what's going to be coming out. Because at the moment, 360-wise, we're only seeing what they're trying to say is maybe January, March, April, and for the rest of the year down to summer. But for definite releases by Christmas or next year.
Sweet.
Swing.
Bow chicka bow wow.
I was going to say that then.
Too late.
Bow chicka bow wow. Anybody call for a hairy plumber?
Bow chicka bow wow.
If anybody has no idea what we're talking about.
Bow chicka bow wow.
All I can say is...
You need to watch Red versus Blue.
Red versus Blue.
Then you'd understand why we're so nuts.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say that's pretty much it. How long have we been recording?
About 6 months.
Ooh, 35 minutes, so I think everybody's pretty much bored with our ranting.
Well, we've got to cut about 10 minutes out, because it's you going, woo!
Okay. Okay. I'll try and avoid woos. If anybody likes me doing the woo and trying to make the whole screen turn green with all the spikes going up and down, message me and I'll do it again. I want a woo fan base.
Right, let's do the closing bit. Feedback goes to feedback@gamercast.net. We can't think of any ideas, so you've got to send us stuff to talk about, or we just do the same old thing, like how much Sony suck.
If there is anything you want us to try and find out, or you literally just want a subject we want to talk about, you know, like before when we were discussing Project Gotham Racing 3 and Need for Speed Underground, and we just ripped the crap out between the two. You know, if you want us to go nuts about something, if you get a good idea, I must admit, we'll put a whole show just onto that idea if something's really good.
I mean, if you want us to do a DS versus Xbox 360 showdown, and we give them boxing gloves and we let them slug it out, we'd do that, man.
Yeah.
You've got to give us the money as well, though. boxing gloves ain't free. So yeah, I mean, yeah, send us ideas about what to do.
Yeah, we need some groovy ideas. I must admit, I was liking this whole killing a PS2 idea.
We're gonna have to do it.
We're gonna have to do it. But we want some crazy ideas we can mention and get excited about. But plus, we do need some feasible ideas. Stuff that we can do.
We can actually do in
because
a show.
Fair enough, if someone turned around to us and said, we want you to smash up a PlayStation 2, and they mailed us a dead PlayStation 2 that didn't work, I'd quite happily get my DV camera recorder and we will do a video gamer cast section smashing it up.
Yeah, and we'd do it in town.
We would do it with style.
Yeah. So yeah, that goes to feedback at gamercast.net. There's the forums at portalforums.net, which is good as well.
Yeah, we've got a little section on there, so please
post in
there.
Or we've got the blog itself, which is gamercast.net, where you can leave comments and stuff.
Which is good. Please leave comments. I like to read all the comments for each episode, because I like to know what everyone thinks about every episode.
Yeah, nobody left any comments on episode 7.
I know.
What
did
the
no one
fuck?
Like it? Did anyone listen to it? It was quite high ratings as well. Did everyone just listen to it?
Exactly. We had, what, 14... No, 1,400 downloads.
Yeah.
So come on, people, leave comments.
Even if it's just, hi, we like the show. But
hi, we like the show. Gee, you sound like Beavis and Butthead. Geek nerd.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Beavis and Butthead. He's like, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that film in ages. I had to leave the cinema when that film was on.
Why?
Because it got to the bit with Beavis, and he took those granny's pills and he turned into Con Julio, and you put the t-shirt with the head up. I am the great Con Julio. I didn't know if I was going to shit myself or piss myself, and I had to run out the toilet through the emergency exit and put my foot in the doorway so I could get back in and just try and grab my breath back and then go back into the cinema before I did cause myself an accident.
Okay, this is Gamercast with the history of Adam on.
A mild bowel movement through comedy. Right, we shall see you next week. Hopefully we'll give Damien a bit of kicking, and we might have a special guest next week.
Yep, in theory.
In theory.
Catch you later.
Bye.